Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me from Blatchley Middle School, Carrie Sagel, Ben White, here to talk about Discover Your Potential Week, otherwise known as Discovery Week, or DYP. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Discovery Week. What is it, and what does it entail?
It began in the 80s with a core of teachers, Karen Grusendorf, the Packers, Ginny and Lance Packer, and Dan Newman, and they had this idea. And what it looked like then was it had a Renaissance theme, and it involved giving children the opportunity to take jousting classes, juggling classes, cooking classes. It was enormous back then. We had a larger student population, and they had built into their Discovery Week an economy so that at the end of the Discovery Week, there would be a fair where people sold their products. There was a pageantry component. Eventually, that sort of morphed into heritage discovery work, where kids had the chance to take courses related to their heritage. Maybe they took Hawaiian cooking. When that core of really dynamic teachers left, Heritage Discovery Week died, but then we decided to bring it back.
How long ago did you resurrect this?
This is our fourth time doing it. So 6 years ago with a CrossIt grant from the CrossIt Foundation.
Every two years,
which is a sad thing for seventh graders because seventh graders only get to take it once. And they're keenly aware that the sixth and eighth graders get to take it twice in their Blatchley career, and they only get to take it once.
Because this is a really popular experience.
I'll let Ben speak to that.
Yeah, it is. The kids love it. In fact, when I run into high schoolers who have gone through it, it's one of the things they bring up and how much they enjoyed it and what they remember about it. It is kind of unfortunate for the seventh graders. That being said, they do get first shot at the courses, so that kind of evens it out. Where you'd ask the sixth and the eighth graders, they'd say, well, but they get first chance.
So the way this works is the regular course schedule is suspended for 1 week.
Entirely suspended, and each student gets to choose four courses that they'll take daily for 4 days. And the course, I'll let Ben talk about the wide variety. We have 75 distinct courses, 95 courses in total that we're offering the students.
And that is a phenomenal number of courses.
They started out with an emphasis because the CrossIt was involved with health and skills for life. And we've kind of kept to that, but we do have a few courses in there might be outside that realm.
Okay, let's hear the rundown.
So we, like Carrie said, we have 75 distinct courses, I think 95 overall. Last year, I think we had about 80 or 85. And, you know, this is all the staff pick areas that they're interested in or that they have some strengths in, and they present those as courses. We have community members. We have outside organizations. So it really is kind of a community effort. I'll read some of the courses that we're offering this year just to give the listener as an idea of what is offered. So we've got creative writing, we've got jewelry, we've got cupcake wars, we've got book building, dining with Hirai, knots, the fun and easy way. We've got making acrylic creatures, shotgun 101, duct tape design, rock radio show, hand lettering, joy of coloring, sausage making, radio, rockets, coloring. It just goes on and on. Sushi making, cupcake wars. We should probably describe a little of what Sarah Ferenczi is doing. That's kind of a unique course.
Well, that is. It's the kind of course that I really like, one that blends community and our school, and as the children learning a skill and then giving back to the community. But Sarah Ferenczi, who's known for her chocolate and other desserts, will be teaching children how to make those desserts, teaching the students. And at the end, when they've created their creations, they're going to be donating them to the SAFE annual fundraiser for a dessert auction. The dessert that brings in the most money brings honor and glory to that team of bakers at Blatchley.
So it's going to be like the Great British Baking Show?
Yeah, it is. It's the Great Blatchley Baking Show. So I really enjoy those courses that have that perfect blend of community, students, and then an exchange between. One that was really good last year was led by Margot O'Connell, and she led a student group through the Science Center to create costumes for the wearable art shows, and then the children performed. So that was that perfect blend again.
What have been some of the other memorable classes over the years?
Well, we'll talk about I'll let Mr. White, because he made the decision in the end. Had it been up to me, I would not have allowed this course.
Okay, so this is sort of an infamous course, then, I take
Trooper
it?
Academy.
Yeah, so last year, one of our teachers, Tom Hinshaw, thought it would be a great idea, and I agreed to have kids go through a basic trooper academy, much like, you know, the Alaska State Troopers do. At the time, Lieutenant Ewers was still a trooper, and he said, yeah, sure, we can do that. So for 4 days, the kids got to learn self-defense, and they got to beat on each other with the billy clubs and wear the big padded costumes. They all got pepper sprayed several times. They got to shoot machine guns. They got to do the trooper course, and they were over the moon about it. It got a lot of press, and this year, probably the number one question I've been asked by students was, are we having Trooper Academy again? I want to do Trooper Academy. We weren't able to pull it off this year, but that was a big hit, and just having the troopers be involved with the kids was really a big I think, positive for our
We've kids. Had some breaking news about the Trooper Academy. They're going to pick up half of the Coast Guard boot camp class.
So oh, fantastic.
There will be a trooper component to the Coast Guard boot camp
Good.
This
okay,
year.
Okay, so there is boot camp happening, Coast Guard and Trooper.
And Trooper, yes.
Okay.
Maybe less pepper spraying this year.
Yes. So, it was astonishing to, we had an assembly at the end of Discovery Week where kids get to perform and display their wares. And last time we had a video of Trooper Academy, and I think there were a few people in the audience that were a little stunned.
They were a little surprised. But yes. We should probably emphasize it was all voluntary.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was very safe.
Yes.
I would never expect anything other coming from the Sitka School District. So the community is really integrally involved in this program.
I would say that I don't know all the community that are involved because teachers will solicit their own volunteers to help in their classrooms, and I'm not always aware of that. But my guess would be there are 30 or 40 community members who volunteer their time directly in teaching courses. We also get a great deal of donation from the community. I'd like to give a shout out to a few of our major donors, Coastal Excavation, Assembly of God Church, Hames Corporation, the Murphy Family, AC Lakeside, the Lulu Road Distributors had a fundraiser, and we're their beneficiary. Leslie Young is always a generous person, and she donated. And this is only a small number of the people who have donated. Some people donate colored pencils or canned fish or venison. So we put a shout out on Facebook and people make a donation back, and it's been very nice.
And we were discussing before we went on air how this is a rather expensive thing to put on, and it's really time consuming for the staff, especially Carrie, who is kind of the puppet master behind the scenes, putting in endless hours and arranging everything. But it really is. It would not be possible for us to do this if it weren't for Sitka itself and the support we get, not just financially, but also allowing this kind of unique learning to take place. And I think it is important for everybody to consider that, like I said earlier, when I talk to high schoolers, people who are now 20 and 21, they bring this up as the highlight of their kind of educational career, like the most fun thing they did, the most memorable thing. And a lot of the kids continue to do. They'll learn a skill that they end up liking, and they're still doing it years later. A decade later, they're still doing that thing they learned at Blatchley Middle School, and I think that's invaluable that we're able to provide that to kids.
I'd say that's why we brought it back. I remember being at public meetings, and I'm going to name it Carrie Perencevich. She was at a meeting, and she asked the school population there at the meeting, she said, whatever happened to Discovery Week? And her face lit up, and it was clear to our elective team who puts this on that they kept meeting these older people that talked about their experiences back in the 80s and 90s, Discovery Week, and what it meant to them. And that's why we brought it back.
It is definitely a commitment because you're at this point saying, you know, academics, they can wait for a week. But this is enriching for our students maybe in a different way than they're used
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Very definitely.
Yeah. So speaking from your hearts, why do you feel like this kind of programming is important?
For me, if I were designing a middle school from the ground up, I would probably concentrate. Yes, they need math and language arts skills, and they need to know something of the world. I would like to see that 60% of their day looked like this every single day. In a way, it's impractical. It would be greatly expensive beyond, you know, the community's ability to give. But some sort of reduced form of this every day, hands-on, out there in the world learning.
Ben, why for you?
Well, several reasons. A, not only is it interesting to the kids, love it, but even though it's not academic in the sense of, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, it's not like the kids are not learning. They are indeed learning, and they're learning things that can serve them throughout their life. So I think that's a crucial component. The other reason I think it's important is school is most effective when students are engaged. Right now in Sitka School District, we're working on CRESL, which is culturally responsive social emotional learning. The idea being, if we can connect with the kids, they will then be more willing and able to learn. And I think this is one type of activity that does make school the most fun it can be. Even though I do believe school is fun day to day, like, you know, Carrie's saying, you do go to the same classes, you do see the same teacher. So to spice it up a little, I think is a great idea. And I think it's a win for everybody across the board, because even though staff are exhausted by the end of this week, they're also very much in support of always doing DYP because of the feedback we get from the kids and their families.
Well, and seems that also another critical component of this is it's community building. It's helping
Absolutely.
Create a community identity. A
Can I mention
school.
Some of the organizations, mm-hmm. and I won't yep. catch them all, but SAFE, Extension Service, Sitka Studio Dance, Hames Corporation, Sportsman Association, Coast Guard, AMSI, Fine Arts Camp. Those are just a few of the organizations involved.
Okay, great. Well, we are out of time. Anything else you'd like to share really briefly before we go?
We are running a fundraising campaign at generosity.com. You can make a donation online. Just search for Sitka at generosity.com.
And I'd like to throw just a thank you to the Sitka community at large, as well as the school board and our superintendent, for allowing this kind of unique thing to take place in Sitka. It's an important deal.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sitka Blatchley Middle School Principal Ben White and librarian Carrie Sagel. DYP is coming up. Be prepared.